Monitoring of air quality in the Washington side of the border of the Teck Resources smelter in Trail, British Columbia, has not been conducted since 2009. That's after the company made major efforts to reduce its emissions of lead, cadmium, and zinc. But some Northport residents feel the potential health threat is still there and wanted the EPA to renew the air monitoring. But the federal agency decided that analysis of existing data did not warrant any more testing. EPA's Cami Grandinetti says they turned down a petition from 100 residents asking for more testing.
Back in 99 to 2009, you know, before their upgrades, you know, even at those levels, we weren't seeing a risk. So even at those higher historical, relatively higher historical levels, we weren't seeing a risk. And we know that they have made improvements to the facility, which, you know, from our perspective means those numbers continue to go down or are lower than they were. And, you know, what wasn't a risk before is still not a risk.
Even so, the Northeast Tri-County Health District is one agency that has sided with the residents in calling for renewed air monitoring. Matt Shuntz is the agency's administrator, who says computer modeling of the emissions is enough to warrant renewed air testing.
You know, we have just immediately north of us in that Northport area, the largest zinc and lead smelter, I believe, in North America. And so it's pretty important to our citizens that live in that area and we that represent public health know what those impacts are.
Shuntz says some blood lead testing has been conducted in the community, but none of the testing has shown elevated levels of concern. Despite EPA's decision, the State Department of Ecology has decided it will try to begin the air monitoring again. Ecology spokeswoman Brooke Beeler says the threat is not considered to be a significant one, but of concern nonetheless.
Our toxicologist's report indicates that there isn't an imminent threat to people in the environment, but there is a potential increase in health risk over a longer exposure, like a lifetime of exposure.
The issue now is locating the funding. Beeler says it's estimated the monitoring could cost $300,000 for 2 years.
We don't know if there are grants available for small community monitoring, or is there money available within our own budget. Right now we're in budget development, so we don't actually have a good sense of whether or not there would be money available in the state budget.
EPA officials say it is possible the state might be able to get some of the funding through the federal agency. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.